Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Melee
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, and international
call. Interface complete.
Major surveillance.
If you're a single lady, let me buy you around. Girl, I like your face, but I love your bun. I just want to get to know you better. What's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in, take a sip of Nouveau and Patron. I can give you what you want. Girlfriends, maybe we could be friends, do this every weekend. If you're a single lady, let me buy you around. You're a single lady, let me buy you around. So we can get to the kissing and the hugging. So we can get to the touching and the loving. So we can get to the boo and the
yeah.
Hugging.
Y'all know me, just cool breeze, hailing from the beam, so I always show the three, trying to get up in the club, I ain't supposed to be drinking, yeah, I know I'm too young, but I'm not even thinking, I'm a single lady, wanna buy me around, or maybe take me in the Phantom while you drive me around, and we can cruise in the city while enjoying the sounds, and I ain't never gotta worry, cause you holding it down. Don't want much, just someone to hang with. If you coming with the drama, homeboy, you can save it. If you got yourself in order, then you speak in my language. And I got a mouth on me, I just hope you can tame it. If you agree, we can make the arrangements, do things my way. But I'm willing to change it. We'll see how it ends by the end of the night. Cause if you act right, you know what's going on.
If you don't wanna have fun, baby, where you come from? Put it in reverse and let me pull up to your bumper. Baby, you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own. I can give you what you want.
That line, what's your name, what's your side? Like to rock a lemonade, I just creep it from behind. And if you're trying to get away, tell me what you got in mind. You can leave your whip, baby, you can hop in mine. Now tell them other cats, it's too late, they out of time. Fuck your man, out of sight, out of mind. Remind me of my 6'6 drop. You smell good like it's in the yacht. Lace you with yellow ice, lemon drop. Mucho dinero, the money don't stop. Round after round, the drinks don't stop. Treat tonight like it's New Year's, the bottle's gon' pop.
And the hugging, if you get to it.
Thank you.
fool in there, nigga, that thought I'm slipping in class with my fool. These game like the refs, focus up on them calling business. No whole balls on the coldest won't be falling with the chip from Kool-Aid Lane. And a skip from the chain gang, admitted the gun slay. Not with the game bang, but from ice to spice, now hold up this game lane. Yep, soldiers on these bumps, contemplating them parks. I'd rather get the gates before I bump with a truck. This is the cold media, why not just some bumps like a truck? If I'm saying this law, I'm going forward on a phone. No black, but get my weight up and it's back to the law. After that, I'm stuck with this shit, don't need to continue. I live to career, then if I have to duck something, when you convince the villain, and I don't need beef, I'm laying low, but if you call me, you got that. It's one thing for sure, we got codes we live by, codes you die by, codes that take you people, the victim of drive-bys. Get involved, you know the odds are, ain't no need to cry. This life ain't never had a love, but the cost of that die. I keep this real, but the business for losing, y'all ain't gonna spend it. That's why I'm selling the game before you take it for dinner. Your niggas talk big like game show hosts, you like the boss, play a killer, beat the G-code, you can't get ghost. And for the most part, talk about that, you can save my style. My niggas support the car, once they get fucked wild, niggas don't talk in the style, that's how the fear gets you. I keep this real, but the business for losing, y'all ain't gonna feel it. That's why I'm selling the game before you niggas just steal it. You niggas talk big like game show hosts, you like the boss, play a killer, beat the G-code, you can't get ghost. And for the most part, talk about that, you just save my style. My niggas support the car, once they get fucked wild, niggas don't talk. Cause out of bed, get your picture. And you're selling in your address. And the niggas that's bitching your figure. Why bust when you get flawed about it? When they drop that body, oh, you ain't no talking about it. You say it, they shout it. The rest will come with the paper. Next time you close your fuckers when it comes to the capers. And the files of the unsolved. It's all my dirt balls. Let me handle your business. Business is talk to the dirt ball calls. And break your stick. Those niggas that's lost. And beat the codes that they feel. To follow with dog codes. We got codes we live by. Codes you die by. Codes that make your people the victim of drive. Get wrong, you know the outcome, ain't no need to cry. It's like we never had a lover that crossed and didn't die. Codes we live by, codes you die by. God damn. Trey Flow, nigga.
Yo.
Sorry? That's right, nigga. Not
on the side, Rose, you let me open loop for correction, all right?
No, what I got. CIA.
T-Pain. Yeah! Let go. Uh-huh. Let go. Uh-huh. You know what we represent, man. Happy boy!
Yeah, do you display the right look, perpetrate the right move, toenails looking better than your new stiletto shoes. Got a dude at the crib, but he never on his job, more like a flop. Up in your pillow, he lay his socks. He don't got a problem staying home without a goal. Got a POS whip and his rim from rent and roll. I don't know who he is, they can really give a shit. I'm a veteran, baby, he a rookie looking for tips. I don't kiss ass, relate more to getting cash. Sitting back, poolside, sipping on my cognac. Calm ass, niggas just be sure to never cross his path. Most people cutting back, I prefer to burn grass. Earn stacks like Snoop, but without the perm. Black tinted V, catches envy, but they'll live and learn. Turn heads when I ball, like a game at Rucker Park. I'm apart from the rest, roll with him when you walk. Cause shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, and at the mall, where I live, every side of the rim is in my front yard. Waterfalls and all, I'm a baller, baby. Baby, everybody else, oh, I can be me. And tell you that I like you, yeah. And everything I see. Now I can take a chance and be myself. Yeah. Now all I can do is just be like everybody else. So I'll be everybody else. Now they can say what they see, but don't understand the scene. Many people claim to know, but misinterpret their dreams. Think they need what I got. Burn weed in the drought. Ladies from Belize wanna marry me. Get these shots to the heart. Cause Cupid, baby, I'm not. More like a G, riding dirty. Look out for the cops. Know that I'm not gonna ever put a front. Yeah, you thinking I'm a bum? Let me tell you where I'm from. Palm trees, martinis, and a whole lot of beach. 813 be the code, and we rep it on the street. Every day that we wait, till the day we rest in peace. Dedicated to the hustle like a dedicated fiend. And I mean what I say. We ballin' by the bay, something out of nothing. Sippin' lemonade in the shade. Every day that's how I spend it. Weather broken, getting rich. You could think what you want, I'll just tell it how it is. Not to mention how I know.
I got a crib, and at the mall, I'll just take the where I live. Every side of the rim is in my front yard. Waterfalls and all, I'm a baller, baby. Baby, everybody else, oh, I can be me. And tell you that I like you, and everything I see. Now I can take a chance and be myself. Now all I can do is just be like everybody else. So I'll be everybody else.
We all want the world, but it don't mean much. World, my little girl, and nothing come between us. I don't need $1 million or the doves on the truck. Material love is lust, and we all go turn to dust. So I'd rather spend time with my family and dine cuts. So I don't think giving toast the best fine wine. And that's cool, but would probably be better intertwined with a dime. You could like all the features, but love of mine, I don't mind being the man. Got the tap for the drink. From this position, what happens depending on how you think. You can link or could go off course. That's up to you. She don't even got a clue. I'm balling without a juice. Can't abuse what you're giving, cause you lose what you got. From a nappy headed boy to the dude in the drop. You can be my boo with my passenger view or not. Either way, I'm balling on the spot. Shorty, I got a car,
I got a crib, and at the mall, probably sleeping where I live. Every side of the rim is in my front yard. Waterfalls and all, I'm a baller.
All right, y'all, hold on just a quick second, man, because just getting this thing started, you know what I'm saying? Feeling like,
it is a good day to die.
Okay, that's the wrong button. I pushed the wrong button. Never a good day to die. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're killing some motherfucking haters. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. Killing goddamn haters out there. And today is Feature Somebody Friday, man. We're going to, communicate with somebody and hit them up in a minute, you know what I'm saying? Call a couple of artists up, see what they're doing, man. Just to get a little update, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we all about. You know, it's Regular Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. And this is how we
the
get down.
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
No. Alrighty then. All right, let me get a quick shout-out to Pastor V up here. You know what I'm saying? He's seen it in, like, forever. You know what I'm saying? I have to take the V off of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Forever. And what's up to you? You know what I'm saying? Blessings and all that good stuff. And, of course, big ups to my new international co-host. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Motherfucking Sayinite. And it's going down real big, man. This is Starship Smelly Prize. We do this Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Well, trying some new times, you know what I'm saying? We actually on this BFT time, you know what I'm saying? The show started at 12 o'clock, but we get up here about 12:30. And it seems like everybody on time and shit. So, yeah. And that's how it is. So real quick, man, I see got a couple of 813s up in this mofo flipper. But we call a couple of folks up, man. We'll beam a couple of people on. I don't know, I'm gonna beam them on up. What's happening? To the show. Hey, brother.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
Are you smoking?
I listen to the show.
What are you doing? No, are you smoking?
What's your problem? Huh? What is it? I'm listening to the show.
No, he's asking you, are you smoking?
I'm not listening to the TV. I'm listening to the show on the phone.
No, the show on the phone is listening to you. Oh! He ain't called on to that yet, people.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Somebody talking to me?
Oh, shit, I know you're talking to me.
I'm still in the air while I'm talking to you. Yeah, you got me there. What's up, Smell Good? Yeah, I just called on.
Man, again, well, you lucky you almost got the awards like Ashwood did yesterday. Ashwood said a motherfucking president or something. He had to get that nigga 3 awards for not paying attention to the show. Oh, yeah.
I was listening to the show. She asked me what I said, brother. There's this comic, black comic still going on. She like, who's your comment to the show? I'm like, no, I'm listening to my brother. I'm tuning in to you, brother.
You said you're watching a comic show.
There's a comedy show on TV that we were sitting out here watching. When I looked up and seen what time it is, I said, let me tune in to my brother. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to tune in. You find out what you're talking about. And I heard you say we got a couple of people from the 813, blah, blah, blah. And then she inquired, well, what he said, I'm like, answering her, trying to listen to you at the same time. Yeah, you caught me off guard, though. You caught me off guard.
Okay, people, just to let y'all know, this is one half, the better half of Parking Lot Pimpin' at its Finest, Sidewalk Hustling.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
At
its motherfucking finest. And this is Mr. Suit, not me.
Yeah, you know, I'm always blessed to be in the presence of good brothers, you know what I mean? First lady just left from over here, too.
Who?
The first lady, she was over here for a few minutes.
Oh, okay, what's she talking about? What's up?
Oh, no, just, you know, casual talk. We blow one and bust her feet on the concrete. You know how we do it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shout out my Texans out there, too. I forgot Pastor V from Texas. All my Texans out there. You know
from Texas. Well, you know we're going to be doing the live at Coco's and
fucking Netherlands. Coco's from the Netherlands. So, you know, we swinging.
Yeah.
We swinging.
So, what's on the brother's mind? What's on the agenda tonight? I mean, what's on the agenda today? What's your topic you're talking about?
Calls and more calls. You know what I'm saying? I got to make some calls. And what I'm going to be doing today is make some callbacks. Yes, feature somebody Friday. You know, normally on Fridays I do feature indie artist Friday where I take one artist, you know what I'm saying, and give them their time to shine and, you know, play their music and all that good type of shit. So what I'm going to do today is call a couple of people back, man, and see if we can get them on the line, you know what I'm saying, give like a little update with them, see what's going on with them in the world. And I mean the world.
Well,
my bad.
Okay, well, I'm going to be tuned in.
Yeah, I got to curse myself to Miami. My bad. Miami, Florida, up in this mofo flipper. What was that? Hold on, man. Somebody call me on the motherfucking bat line.
You got me good, man. Yeah, I can't hear somebody. Is you smoking weed? When I was talking to you about the show, right? I'm telling you, you don't push the button, I'm on the air. All right. He said, is you smoking weed? you got me decent.
Damn it, man. This shit's fucking killing me, man. Shouts out to the Dark Yoda Kang up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Damn it, man. I'm fucked up right now. I'm really screwed up, people. But it's all good. I will survive like that old song say. You know what I'm saying? I will survive. Something like that. All right, here we go, P. We get this thing on started, man. 786. Oh, let me do another hard beam and get on everybody on up in there. Y'all hold a El Segundo or El Secando or just hold the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? And beam everybody up in there. Hold on just a second, man. Do 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 do. Yeah, that's my walk around music, people. I know y'all wondering like what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? Heartbeam, hold your ears. Sorry about that. Guess I should have warned everybody, shouldn't I?
Okay, have a good day.
Hey, brother, Apple Kabar and Queepin' Dog, and what's the new one? What's the new one I learned? Hold on. It's going to come out. Shit, what's the big word? What's the Hossa word for how are you? Shit, I had to bring my cheat sheet. Kanalu? What is it? Kanalu 1? I don't know. I'll start lying and shit. But hold on. Let me be somebody else. Pastor V, that's you?
You know that's me.
That's 786. I thought I had to know that. I don't know why I'd be thinking you were in Texas somewhere. You right down the street.
I don't know why. You had to hurt my feelings so quickly. Like, what?
You right down the road. My bad. Hey, let me ask you something. Now, you got your own church?
Yeah, I have
all the
thing down here.
I mean, your own, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's your church.
I mean, I ain't in my own building yet, but, you know, we're working that out.
Right. Oh, okay. What time is it? You know what I'm saying? It's a real pastor, everybody, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know y'all wondering, like, is she just lying? No, he's a real pastor, you know what I'm saying, down there in Miami.
I'm trying to ask myself that, Smelly. I gotta ask myself that sometimes. Am I a real pastor?
Oh, well. You need to be asking them in the churches, are they real pastors? So
I know, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so you know, I ain't finna go there. Yeah, Dark Yoda, man. I ain't seen Dark Yoda in a minute, you know what I'm saying? But it's good, man. It's always good to see people returning. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people done left the Blog Talk Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? A lot of new people done came on. You know, it's the balance of the both. You know what I'm saying? I did get an offer, though, to go to another paid radio site. So y'all might be looking out for that soon.
All right, man.
Yeah. It's another online radio show, but these motherfuckers want to pay. Unlike goddamn BTR trying to rip you off and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they ain't trying to pay.
They're
trying to make money.
Yeah, well, I mean, just, but see, I still should be getting paid for my time from sitting here. I mean, y'all still putting y'all whatchamacallits up, your advertisements and all that. So the advertisers are getting paid. And you know what I'm saying? I ain't getting nothing. They sent me that little statement talking about you earned 16 cents or some crap off for your opt-in or whatever kind of crap. Every time you put up them Amazon little advertisements and stuff. They advertise for Amazon.com. They give you a percentage if somebody click on it. But who the hell shops off of Amazon.com? Exactly. So, you know, who is DJ Squad? Squad. DJ SQYD. Like DJ Alphabet. Oh, that must be Dark Yoda. No. DJ Squad, Dark Yoda. All right. So, how's everything going down in. Oh, okay. Well, shout out to him. Shout out to him. How's everything going down in MIA? I know y'all down in. It's spring break down there, ain't it?
Oh, man. It's something out here. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's something.
Oh, it ain't. I thought spring break done. Well.
I'm saying it is, but you know, right now they doing their little gay homosexual thing, so it's so many of them. I didn't know whether it was spring break or not. I'm just saying.
They doing what?
Hey, man, they got some type of homosexual thing they got going on down here, and there's so many of them, I didn't know whether it was spring break or not, you know?
And it ain't even a good sight, people. Let me tell you, faggot ass nigga, something. I don't give a damn how close to a woman you think you is. Your ass ain't never gonna motherfucking be presentable around me wearing some motherfucking thongs, some goddamn Speedos, or anything else along that line that a woman is supposed to be wearing. Y'all can suck rocks. And I ain't mean to crack rocks, but y'all suck rocks, man. That's some crazy stuff to see a nigga walking down the street on the beach in some damn Speedos like he just, this me. I'm natural. Accept me for me. Hell no. Get your ass out of here. You gonna see me walk around with one of them old school boots that Mr. McAfee had on and I'm gonna get you in Living Color. Well, hey, catch, come back. You know what I'm saying? He the hall monitor. Yeah, I'm gonna have that one big ass boot and walking down the streets of Miami kicking niggas' asses with the motherfucking thongs off. Get your ass off the street. Get your ass off the street.
Oh, man, you should have seen it, man. They were walking down the street like in droves, man. It was like 10 to 15 of them on every corner that you look. I'm like, Jesus, man, what's going on here? And they walking down front. The gays are here. I'm like, oh, man. Oh, no.
And we just don't do that. I mean, when we have parties, motherfuckers walking around talking something. I'm straight. Fuck all you faggots. I'm straight. You know what I'm saying?
For real, man.
You know, nobody ain't grandstanding like that. Ooh, I like women. Man, I like women. Uh-oh, I'm going to get a woman.
Like, I ain't never seen a straight parade ever. When did we ever have a straight parade?
You know what I'm saying? A straight parade. What a straight parade at? We need to have a straight parade. Just like, come as you are. You know what I'm saying? What? Man, come on, M.I.A. I was finna come down there, too. What happened? So, Memorial, how long that's been going on?
Hey, man, it's been for past week.
Okay, let me ask you, hey, side night, y'all have gay marches? And now, let me tell y'all something. Side night is in the Netherlands. He's right on the border of Germany, so he's actually 6 hours ahead of us. Well, at least here in Florida. So that's why I'm getting this outside-the-box opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe that's just some old silly-ass American shit that we're doing. But let's see.
Gay marches, you say?
Yeah. Get a whole pack of pink fags. Hell no, they ain't they should be protesting their asses getting.
Now, I'll tell you this. This is the Netherlands, right? So everything is possible here. We got gay parades all around the country two times a year.
Two times a year.
Yeah, damn. But I'll look it up for you right up. I'll post a link in the chat room.
China don't play that shit, people. I'm going to tell you now. China don't play that shit. Most of the Asian countries don't play that shit. Last time them faggot-ass motherfuckers tried to get a parade going, they came and what? Called the military out on their ass and shut that shit down. Get y'all asses the hell up out of here, man. Get the fuck off the streets. I believe in, you know what I'm saying, freedom of speech and assembly and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But even with the KKK, that's not going to be acceptable for him. talking about we marching in there in Washington. For what?
For real.
You already put Obama in there. What else you want? Damn. Oh, did I say that? My bad. I forgot I was on the radio. You know what I'm saying? All y'all didn't know. All y'all motherfuckers still in the dark, yes. The KKK is the one responsible for putting Obama in office. I'd like to thank you, Grand Wizard. I'd like to thank you, Grand Wizard. Yeah. Tan power. Tan power. I tried to say tan power now and shit. Oh, man, that's the 2010 KKK shit. You motherfuckers saying tan power now and shit. You know, got some little ethics to them and shit. Well, fuck, we know Obama's in there, so we're going to have to go ahead and keep it real. Tan power! Tan power! No, they still want to hang a nigga. I guess you get a little leniency, you know what I'm saying? What's that?
Set that up. We're going to do our first straight parade. You got to set that up.
That's what I'm talking about. Straight parade. Come as you are, not. This is a come as you are, not parade. All you motherfuckers want to talk about come as you are. This is me. No. That's you on the sideline. Get your ass over there. No motherfucking pink shirts tied up at the front. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about too thick on the back, but then nigga turn around looking too ugly and shit. Like, what is that? What is that? No.
I got it. The Million Straight March. That's it right there.
The Million Straight March. We're going to strike controversy all the way across the world. We're having a Million Straight March. We get a million straight people come out with their straightest face. Not a laughing matter. man, listen here. No. The crazy shit I seen, that's fucked up, though. Our own homeland, man. Now, you know Africans don't got no American clothing, so they get shit that's donated. So
right.
A fag and some hand-me-downs, that shit ain't looking right. That shit, nigga done turned high waters and talking about they capris. No, bruh. Them throw high waters. No. You cannot try to put that off. Talking about these capris. Those are high waters. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't even gonna go with that. It was crazy. I seen a bunch of pictures from, one of the gay parades they had there. But then the dude be like, man, you know, them niggas there, they walk down the street holding hands, just like Germany. You go to Europe, but then it's a different culture. See what I'm saying? Culture here, we would automatically say that's gay. You know what I'm saying? We always automatically see two men holding hands, you're gay. You know what I'm saying? But then you go to other countries, such as Europe and Africa, you know what I'm saying? And it's part of their culture. You know, you see two dudes holding hands, that does not necessarily mean that they're gay.
Wow.
To me, they fagging in a motherfucker, but I just ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it moving. This ain't my country. Shit. Hell no. But yeah, I got to make my way down there, man. I need to come down. I was down to Fort Lauderdale about 2 months ago for Death in the Family, but that was something totally different. You know what I'm saying? But came down there, and I've been to Miami, but not like in Miami. I went, I guess, to the outskirts and went to a club, some big old club. This was years ago. Nice club, until the motherfucker told me it's $20 just to get in the regular admission.
Yeah.
That's when I had a little problem. I said, well, damn, nigga, is Michael Jackson in this motherfucker? And this is before Mike died, because, ain't no way I'm paying no, ain't no way. I $20 people to come into the club, and you don't get a free back rub, valet parking, your first four blunts free, and drink. Because all that ain't included. Shit. Damn, that's too crazy. What's this? Gay parade in Amsterdam, 2009. That's the other thing, too. Motherfuckers take the whole sexuality to just, you know what I'm saying? Even when you, when we have parades, even like Mardi Gras and shit, yeah, it ain't people all in the streets tongue kissing each other down and just basically publicly molesting each other and shit. You know what I'm saying? The gays, they just go all out grabbing on each other down there. Just, what the fuck is y'all doing? This is, I'm on YouTube right now checking out the gay parade. Now, I'm going to tell you, United States of America was made up upon from your most elite, or elite pack of fags. You know what I'm saying? So that's why when you be like, oh, man, that's, how does that go on? Well, every time you see these fag-ass motherfuckers like Gasparilla down here, yeah, they're fags, man. Come on. How you going to tell me it's $100,000 to stand on a damn fake-ass, fictitious pirate boat and throw some beads out? And it's nothing but men on the boat. Right. 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 I'll buy that for $1. Yeah, so it just kind of blows me, man. They a little overexpressive, a little too overexpressive. You know what I'm saying? For me.
So,
a little too overexpressive. But then they have the most money, so they got to kind of, you know what I'm saying, throw you off. And I see some Illuminati. Oh, shit. Extraordinarily safe gay capital. How is it an extraordinarily safe gay capital? Why do you... They have a priest, a gay priest. Well, we already know that. That's the Catholic Church. Oh, my bad. Did I say that? Anybody Catholic in here? We got any Catholics? Sinai, you Catholic?
I was raised Catholic, yeah. But I told my parents I didn't believe in that when I was 12. So, yeah.
What, that was the first time you got felt on by the preacher? Oh! Not bad.
Well, there was one teacher trying that with me. He should be searching for teeth, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell, I don't know what the problem is down here in the U.S., man, when these dudes just, you know, can't keep their hands off the congregation. And I ain't talking about the female congregation, like preachers in black churches do. You know what I'm saying? There's a problem in every church now. It's a problem in every church. You know what I'm saying? Religion is a good thing, but it's a terrible thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a mind-controlling real mind controlling type system, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't really know how to use it properly, you can really damage somebody in the long run. Playing religion, what I like to call playing religion.
Do
you
remember? Do you remember the South Park episode of the priest and the child abuse?
Oh yeah, come on, man. South Park. You know what I'm saying? They just put it in that cartoon comedic effect. But that shit just is as real as, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then what kills me is motherfuckers still is still accept the Pope. This is my thing. If Obama came out right now and said he supports gay rights, gay marches, fuck it, everybody just be gay, bitches would impeach his ass.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers would impeach his ass. Fuck all his speeches, they would impeach his ass. Now you got the Pope that has openly, you know what I'm saying, admitted, yes, I have gay priests or gay clergymen, you know what I'm saying, and we're looking into the problem, but the only thing they've done was moving from one motherfucking church to the next church and then close the door on them.
Wow.
Ain't he condoning this, though, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, what? And y'all ain't impeached his ass, or I don't know what you do to a Pope, you know what I'm saying, dethrone his ass or something.
Right.
Something.
Wow.
But if you, you know what I'm saying, if you are the leader of the pack and you are accepting that, come on, man.
Wow.
Come on, man. It ain't no fucking prayer for no motherfucking sick shit like that. Action has to be done. I'm going to pray and over the... Fuck no. I mean, wow. That's sad when you get motherfuckers come 20 years later and shit, admitting, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, this motherfucker that's still in the same exact church. You know what I'm saying? Touch me inappropriately. And, you know, I'm 25 years old, and you don't think that shit is super embarrassing to me. So that's just something I'm just going to, come out and just say off. You know, what? Hell no. Nah. And when that first broke like that, you know what I'm saying? That's what they were saying. All these people are just confused. Oh, they're just lying. Oh, they're just, man, please. Your church is just fucked up.
Do those guys have some sort of immunity, by the way?
I don't know. They probably should have got some kind of sick clause put in there to protect them from that gay shit. Oh, yeah, normal people do. You see Jimmy Swaggart and all these other American preachers, you know what I'm saying? Oh, they done went to jail for everything from sexual acts and, you know, harassment to money fraud.
They get to be busted.
Yeah, all the way to money fraud. I'm just saying various preachers, American preachers have gotten busted for that. But you have never heard a Catholic priest come up on any kind of charges, period. You ain't heard. When it was pending charges, his ass was moved to another church and buried. They swept it under the rug. Yeah, swept that shit under the rug. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, not to say, you know what I'm saying, that's a fucked up thing. I'm just saying, with any church, you know what I'm saying, you know, if the leader of that congregation is misleading, you're going to have to find you another congregation. You know what I'm saying? If the first word to come out of the pastor's mouth, thank you, congregation, and blessed be the Lord, and then we about to take a collection up. Damn, preacher, I mean, is you even going to get into the first word of the day? Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see, congregation, it takes money to motivate the Lord to bring healing upon the earth. Yeah. So we need your money to motivate the Lord. Man, if you don't get the fuck out of here with that.
The Lord needs some money.
That's what I'd be wondering. You know what I'm saying? Like all these tithings, all the tithes and, you know, at least down here personally, I can only speak, you know, so I can't speak from anywhere else. But the churches here have, when you walk into the church, they have this shit on the wall of church funds. They have a list of reasons why they need to collect money. Okay, but at the top, you got the goddamn pastor church fund. If the church is a non-for-profit organization and the members in the congregation actually take care of the pastor, why does he need a separate fund to get additional money? Okay, then you got a building fund set up. You got a kids building for the future fund. When there ain't even enough room on a property for another building. Right. You got the deacon fund for the deacons. You got the choir fund for the choir. You got like a million funds set up, you know what I'm saying, in the name of receiving money from the congregation. But, and this is a fact, you know what I'm saying, this is a fact. You cannot go to no churches here and say, I'm having a problem, I need my bills paid. I need all my bills paid. I've given my tithes, I'm a faithful member of the church, you know what I'm saying, I'm you already reading the headlines, I'm flat broke, I need assistance. You're not going to find that. Not nan church down here is going to do that. They might give your ass some clothes and tell you to get the hell on. They might give you some food that's a couple of days old and tell you to get it how you live. But they're not going to sit up there and find you no housing. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to sit up there and find you a job, find you transportation. They're not going to do everything that kept them running. You know what I'm saying? That kept the church running. I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? But teach his own. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I got my own Starship Smelly Church. You know what I'm saying? Of the Intergalactic Federation of Pastors and Priests and Clergy Members. Yeah, that's the whole title to the church right now. That's the whole title to the church. Y'all come out and check out that church, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, religion is always a depressing factor, man. You never seen joy come out when people start talking religion, do you? So, that means we got to move on and stop talking about it. We ran all of our guests away talking about the good old good book. Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
By the way, maybe it wasn't a good idea to mention yesterday that they were giving out free donuts today, because all the people that were in here yesterday aren't here today.
Yeah, they're probably out stuck in a goddamn line trying to get one of the fucking donuts.
Yeah,
I need just one donut, please. 100,000 people in line.
They made a day out of it. They're going from donut shop to donut shop to donut shop. Hey, well, I want my free donut. I want my free donut. I want my free donut.
Think about that. They wonder why at the end of the day, damn teeth hurting. Oh, my teeth hurting. Oh, yeah. You've had a massive amount of sugar intake. Therefore, that's causing your demise. Oh, excuse me, people. So, yeah, you got to watch free stuff, man. Even when they did that little fluke shit down here where they're talking about Oprah gave away free chicken. Did you hear about that?
No,
she gave away free chicken. You could go to all the Boston market and get a free piece of chicken and a biscuit. Just a chicken and a biscuit, brother. How many people was in line?
Until the outside of the store, I think.
Man, they had to stop. They had to close the doors, bro. To every single Boston Market restaurant.
Oh, you mentioned the word free and everybody wants to have it.
It doesn't matter what. A piece of chicken and a biscuit? What the fuck is that going to do?
If you're handing out free diapers, you still got people without kids of 30 years old lining up. I want my free diaper.
Let me get a diaper. Like, what you going to do with it? You going to put the diaper on?
I don't know.
You really gonna put the diaper on?
Sell it on eBay?
I ain't thinking about that. I got Michael Jackson's baby diaper. Yeah, put some glitter on that motherfucker. Yeah, this is the original diaper that Michael Jackson wore when he was a baby. You see the glitter? That's where the glove concept came from. See, he had a glittery diaper first, and these was the. Smell it. Smell it. It smells like Michael.
when he got loud, he managed to fit his own hand into his diaper, and he said, yeah, this is it.
Okay, you got to put a couple of jerry curl drops around the outside of the diaper, you know what I'm saying? man, yeah, that's Michael. Oh, that's Michael. Oh, man, fucked up. R.I.P. Mike, man. You know we love you, dog. Unless your ass is in hiding like everybody else keeps thinking and shit. Mike's not dead. I see Mike eating a bowl of cereal in the back of Never Never Land. Get the fuck out of here, man. What the hell is y'all smoking on? You know what I'm saying? James Brown been dead. Has anybody seen James Brown lately? Yeah, I don't that confuse you. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers see who they want to see. You know?
They'll see Elvis.
Yeah, feel me? Like, Elvis died of a drug overdose. Proven. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was just something he concocted. You know what I'm saying? He got fat. He fucking killed himself. Not literally, but he literally killed himself. The drugs killed him. So, I mean, yeah, I do see Elvis every fucking day. Because there's so many goddamn impersonators that it's just fucking crazy. Actually, we got to do a show on impersonators. I got to find some fucking impersonators. Like,
I got a great one for you. You should ask Jekyll about that. He had somebody on from Australia, and he was a Michael Jackson impersonator. And he was really good, too. He made his own songs and stuff, so... We should get his contact info from Jekyll and try to get him on. It was really, really good.
Damn. What? He made his own songs.
Yeah, he made own songs.
I don't remember his name. Was it Jesse Jackson or something like that? Let me search it. I'll link a show to you in the chat room.
Yeah, that's hard enough. Well, I seen some convincing Jackson in person. Now that motherfucker that played on This Is It, hell nah. They got a, that was Michael Crackhead Jackson that they got, cause no, y'all could have went down to Hollywood and it's a million fucking Michael Jackson impersonators, and a lot of these dudes, I mean, and that's just kind of confusing too. Like, you know what I'm saying? The image that you portraying for all these years dies. You know, like, what do you do now? You know what I'm saying? You lived your whole life following this person's move and actions and, you know, just being this person, period, but then the motherfucker up and die and shit. Now what you do?
The guy's name is Jason Jackson, by the way. Sorry, I got the name wrong.
Jason Jackson. Do 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 do.
Oh, that's a fail.
Oh. See what I'm saying? Fucking Blog Talk. Y'all get paid for all them goddamn advertisements that y'all put before the goddamn shows and shit. We don't have no control over that. Until we download them, you know what I'm saying?
You can opt in for a little share of the money, but it's so little, they make a lot more from it.
I got it. That's what I'm telling you. I'm opt in. I got 16 cents. Since I've been on this shit for over a year, I've gotten 16-cent statement from there. Talking about, here's your how much you done made so far for your opt-in. 16 fucking cents. 16 fucking cents.
I know a few hosts on here that make like $40-$50 a month.
I don't know what the hell they doing, because they damn sure ain't sending me my shit, man. It pisses me off. I try,
yeah.
You know, I use the little Amazon shit, so I don't know. I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do, shit. Guess I'm not doing it right.
They get a lot of hits in the archives, though. Several hundreds, maybe thousands, maybe even thousands a show.
Hmm. So, I mean, what, that's how you getting paid, all the archives or something?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I guess if you click on a show in the archive, it always plays a commercial first. So that would bring in some revenue, but yeah, I'm not a host, so don't ask me.
Well, I'm a host, damn it, and I don't fucking know shit. I'm trying to get paid, and I'm trying to get paid.
Yeah, ask some other people.
All right, I'm trying to upload a damn file. I got some new techno music. I got some 2010, brother. All right, 2010.
I gotta thank you something one time to put on your show, because 2010, that's not my period.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay. I like all kinds of music, but my favorite music was back in the early 90s, mid 90s.
Oh, yeah, the early. I got some early 90s techno. I know, it's like, I do. I got 90s, 2000. That was when, the fuck that song? Pump, pump it, jam, pump it up, pump
that's
it up.
Electronic.
Pump.
Electronic.
Yeah. All that. That's when all that music.
That's
was
actually
out.
The sister of a friend of mine.
What?
I didn't know that for a long time until we went by our house with him, and he said, "Whoa, what kind of big ass house is this?" Oh yeah, she used to do Technotronic. He said, "What?"
Damn.
He has a small ass apartment and she lives in a big crib. It's like, whoa, thank your family, man.
Hell nah. Oh, and she, well, you say he lives in a small apartment.
Yeah, he lives in a small apartment in my area, and she lives somewhere in Germany in a big ass house. It's really incredible.
Yeah. My God, what that? Medleys and Mega Mixes? That's disco. I don't want that. That's disco. MC Mario, Nova Space, Time After Time. You remember them?
I don't know.
I remember them. Time After Time. Something, something, you something. You will find me. Time After Time. Yeah, that was. Not trying to sing, people. I'm just saying.
I'll find you a real house classic.
Rammstein, Buck Dish.
You should know Rammstein.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. I was down. Well, I didn't get to go there, but I was down that way. What the hell is Buck Dish? Is it supposed to be Fuck This? Buck Dish? Okay, let's see here. We got. Give me the bass. Zatox mix the blaze. Let's go with Wash. And then we'll try Heavy Hands. I think Heavy Hands. All right, I got to get my cell phone real quick. Matter of fact, make a quick call. Got to call up some artists, man, see what is going on with people today. You know what I'm saying? Get some damn porn music going. Let's get some follow-up going on. Got to call a couple of people.
That's why we're waiting. Most artists, you can't ring that early.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems like starting at 12:30 is like shit. Everybody's...
It was like when you called Tsunami, was that... what's his name? Tsunami?
Yeah, Tsunami.
He was just out of bed, I guess.
Good morning. Yeah, talking to a little woman in there, thing in the background, you know what I'm saying? She always be throwed off. Yeah, I don't know. I guess the internet is a new place for people. And when people think of radio, you know what I'm saying, they think of, you know, the FM, AM station. They don't really, you know, don't believe in internet radio, I guess you would say. But Joey Beltram, yeah, I could look that up.
That's a real techno class.
Let's see if they got some here. Wait a minute, what's the name again? Joey what?
Joey Beltram, Energy Flash.
Joey Beltram. Let's see if they can. Now, explain to me, what is techno? What is techno?
Techno used to be the one of the common words for house music in general. Like
why they don't call it house anymore? I mean, you know,
it started out as house in Chicago when it was still in the gay scene, and then it was the train passing by.
When it was in the gay scene.
Yeah, it was the gay scene. It came from America in the late 80s. It was played in Chicago in a lot of gay clubs, and a few Dutch people were visiting there. They heard the music, and that's why I was like, whoa, we're going to take that along with us. And it
Man.
Was called house music at first, but then it started to be different kind of music. One was melody and really soft music. The other one was really loud, hard, and up-tempo and all that stuff. And that's why it got a whole kind of different names for all the kinds of music. And now you got like 50, 60 different kinds of house music. But house music is still the general name for it, almost together with techno.
Right, because I mean, because I know house is like a dance too, though. I've never heard like a techno dance, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, when they play house music, now the dance is called housing. We housing.
Well, there are different kinds of ways of dancing house music because, yeah, there are a lot of different speeds. There are really slow ones like this. This is only 130 BPM, I guess. But if you want, you can easily go to a party and listen to 200 BPM music all night long.
Damn. Look, I just dropped the link in the chat for you, right? That www.albumhunt.com. Go to that. It'll take like 2 seconds to sign up and register. But type in Joey Beltram, and it'll pull up his classics. And then also pulled up live Club Zion in Amsterdam. And that was a 2004 special. And that's the whole album.
Alrighty.
So you can get it for free. You know what I'm saying? That's where I get my albums from. So you can go there, and it's got all kind of tabs on the side that you can actually click on: techno, Latin, punk, reggae, metal, pop, funk, rock, R&B, rap, trance, dance, house.
They should be your sponsor.
Huh? Well, they got so many fucking so many raggedy. I hate the site, honestly. They got too many fucking sponsors on their shit. And every time I go on it, man, my computer acts the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Because they got a million fucking pop-ups. So only thing I'm saying is it's a good source is to get just a specific album, not to sit up there and hang out all day on the shit. Because you will get so many, you'll get a million fucking pop-ups, you know what I'm saying, on your desktop. But in order to find albums that you've been searching for, you know what I'm saying, that's a good spot, a good source to get free albums.
Do they only have albums? Because
they got singles. They got soundtracks, singles, and all that kind of stuff.
A lot of my music never got released on album, only on vinyl records, not even CD most of the time, so... Those are really, really hard to find. But luckily,
well,
I have a collection of them.
Well, no, what I'm saying is this website is not out. I mean, it's albums per se, but it's just the music that people upload.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's like me. If I had the old Joey Beltram album on vinyl, you know what I'm saying, I would convert it to digital and then upload it to this website so everybody can have it. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if you have vinyl or not. This is all digital. So it's all digital. I'm saying, but the majority of the music on here is albums. Either albums or mixtapes or like whole soundtracks. You know what I'm saying? But it's the whole thing. It's not like just a single from Joey Beltran. You know what I'm saying? You can go ahead and click classics. I'm gonna let me see what the classics brings up.
The music's come a long way, though. In the early 90s, when we were visiting parties and stuff, we had groups out protesting, saying it was the devil's music and we were getting in with the devil and all that stuff. And we had really big trouble with authorities of getting parties organized and all that stuff, and that has changed a little bit. It's more common now. Even my town has has a house party every year, 3-day one too.
Now, this is 13 tracks. First one's at the top is Energy Flash. The second one you got Jazz 303. You got Subsonic Trance, Psycho Bass, My Sound, The Melody, Sub Bass Experience, The Reflex, Mind to Mind, Mentasm, Joyce Riot, The Trance, and then Groove Attack. And now you saying all that was on vinyl, right?
I have some of that on vinyl, but Joey Beltram is one of the most famous artists, so you can find that more.
Oh, okay, so yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, he's an actual popular artist.
He is really popular, yeah. I need to get a drink. All
right. We got, we're actually into the Nutty News right now, people. I'm just trying to upload some music. Techno, which we got two of them, and we're still on Joey Beltram. God damn, he's been playing a long ass time.
Yeah.
Good Vitals. Yeah, that's a long ass mix, 6 minutes. A six-minute mix.
That's the thing with techno; they make it for mixing, so they stretch it out a little. And the DJ plays 3 minutes of it and then goes to the next track. With a nice transition in between.
Yeah, I'm. You know, I got a party that's coming up, and I wonder how you, I guess, properly play techno. You know what I'm saying? Is it a...
Are you properly play techno? Well, you know that the music has patterns and BPM rate of the bass. What you do is you make sure that the tempo of each song is the same, that the bass is exactly going at the same time. Then you try to pop in the second song and you turn away some of the sounds, maybe the high sounds, the low sounds. Most of the time you give away the bass and you try to make a transition where the song runs along with each other for about 30 seconds. And when you do a good transition, nobody has ever noticed that you are on to a new song at that time.
Well, not this bullshit. Wait a minute. This is not what we're talking about, people. Hold on.
Are you looking at the solo festival song?
No, that garbage-ass song we played yesterday.
Yeah, that was really terrible.
Man, that shit sucked. What the fuck is that? Not the alter ego. I like the alter ego.
That was alright. A bit friendly music for my taste, but it didn't sound bad.
Yeah. Now, how many bands do they have in this place? Is that one band that I see the camera keep shining to? Or is it like a couple of different bands in one big ass arena or something like that?
You mean the parties that they have? Yeah, most of the time they have all live performers, which bring their gear and do it live over there, or they have DJs just spinning records. And yeah, it depends on the party. Sometimes you have DJs only play for half an hour and then it's the next. But sometimes you have underground parties where only two or three DJs play the entire night for 3 or 4 hours in a row.
Man, that's sick. Well, I don't know. I experienced that shit in Germany though, and that was fucking crazy. Going to a club 5 stories. And every fucking story is packed.
Yeah.
Every fucking floor is packed. Not just, you know what I'm saying, not no, just a couple of people. I'm like, what? This shit is crazy. I mean, 1,000, 20,000 people is not being unrealistic. You know what I'm saying? That's like damn near being... like right there and shit, because it was literally that many people. And it's not like it was a big, long-ass waiting line. See, that's what I don't understand, you know, when I come back home. Now, the clubs here close at 3 o'clock. That's why they suck. Absolutely fucking suck. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you normally get ready to go out, what, 12 o'clock? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you get to the
like
fucking
that.
Club. Yeah, you get to the club, it's 1 o'clock. Now you get fucking... hour and 45 minutes because 2:45 they cutting the goddamn lights on telling you get the fuck out of there. So you don't even get all the way to 3 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? And it just confuses me though. But then I go to, and this is not, and hell, you talking about not even 1,000 people that you can't get up in the damn club and shit, you know what I'm saying? In a timely manner so everybody can enjoy themselves. But then I'm in Germany, and I mean, I promise you, them motherfuckers cattled your ass up in there. They made sure that as many people as they fucking get up in there, they was getting up in there. But then, you know, walking out the fucking club and it's goddamn 8 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, you got it. You get people, you will never understand the effects of that, you know what I'm saying, until you really experience that. Coming, you won't... motherfucker, like, why you don't go out? Why? You know what I'm saying? When I was in Germany, I was actually used to going out at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's, I mean, shit, we got ready to go out and got fucked up by 12. You know what I'm saying? We hit the road at 1. We'll get to the club at 3. Because, you know, we went to Mannheim and Würzburg and all these other kind of places. You know, we drove, and that was the other thing. We drove 2 hours away to go to a club.
Uh-huh.
And had a good-ass fucking time. You drive 2 hours away to a club, you get there, punk bitches standing all on the wall. You know what I'm saying? You got these old ragged-ass motherfuckers that just, you know, mean mugging you and shit because you trying to look fly. And you know what I'm saying? You got your own shit going on. And, you know, you got the haters to the left.
How come everything closes at 3? Because
at 3?
Over here... we got clubs that close at 8, 9 in the morning. And after that, there are other clubs opening for an after party where you can go to if you want.
And keep it fucking moving.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro, I don't go out around here. I don't go out. You know what I'm saying? It's not appealing to me, you know. They had one club here that stayed open till like 4 in the morning. You know, it stayed open like 4 or 5 in the morning. They got after-hours clubs here. They call them, you know what I'm saying, after-hours clubs. But they suck, too. You go there, it's 1,000 Mexicans in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, playing Mexican music. And then it's like, what the fuck is this? You go to the other one, it's a bunch of rock and roll, some shit that I ain't trying to fucking, you know, listen to all night.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, man, I can't go back to the club like I want to.
I rarely go out anymore, but when I go, it's not in my area. It's far away. The music must be perfect, and it must be able to run until 8 a.m. at least. And then I'm going once, twice, maybe three times a year.
That's the shit. I mean, I don't know. If you motherfuckers ain't went to a club that at 8 o'clock, 8 a fucking clock, if you ain't went to a goddamn club that, 8 o'clock, you ain't went to no club. You ain't been to no damn club, man. That is the best experience I ever had, you know what I'm saying? And that was my first week in Germany that I did that. The first week I got into Germany, that Monday, by that Friday, I was down in Nuremberg at the Dirty Flow, which is a club they call the Dirty Flow.
Is it Florida only? By the way, that the clubs close at 3? How about New York and Las Vegas?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been to those other spots. Las Vegas doesn't. Now, it's other places that don't even fucking sleep, period. Las Vegas is one of them places. I mean, Las Vegas is the only place where there is no drinking limit. We can only buy beer up till 3 o'clock in the morning. After that, you can't buy beer anymore till, I think, like 11 o'clock or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you got places here like Las Vegas, though, where, shit, you wake up, you walk at any time of the day, you walk around any time of the day with a bottle of beer in your hand or any kind of alcohol 24 hours a day.
Well, there are regulations to walking around with alcohol, but most of the times they don't give you a hard time. I don't have a hard time, so, because I don't drink any alcohol.
Oh. What about smoking? And this is what, you know, like, how can you do that? Like, when I was in Germany, you know what I'm saying, I walked around, you know what I'm saying, smoking my blunt. You know?
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers, they never bother me. Why? It's like, why would they bother you when they don't know what the fuck you doing? And they don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? They minding their business. You know, stay the fuck out of my face. Now, stay the fuck out yours. But, you know, I never had a problem except from American people. You know what I'm saying? No, never been questioned. Never not fucking once been questioned. Unless it was by a damn American telling me what the hell am I doing and what I can and can't do. When you don't even know the motherfucking local laws.
Well, if you want, you can roll a joint or a blunt or whatever you want to smoke. Walk up to a cop and ask for a light. I've did it a few times.
Hell no.
Yeah, I had some foreign visitors over, and I had to do something that impresses them. So I said, "What did?"
I had that shit on video for real, for real. It's like, no fucking way. You serious?
Yeah,
shouts out to Alex Jax, man. Damn, that would be me then. I'd be like, nah, let me do it. You sure I ain't finna get arrested now?
No, you won't get arrested. After a little way you do it, there are a few places where it's not allowed to smoke, near schools,
Public places
where a lot of old people come and stuff. It's not allowed to smoke around there, but in general, 95% of the country, you can just walk around smoking. I know, I do.
Damn. It's not taboo. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like I say, with the holding hands shit. You know what I'm saying? People don't see that, you know what I'm saying? In most countries, don't see that as an act of gay, or being gay, or homosexual. I shouldn't even say gay, because gay just means being a happy person. You need to stop, you know, misconstruing that damn terminology. You know what I'm saying? A homosexual person, you know what I'm saying, is what I mean. I'm not talking about a happy person, because there ain't nothing happy about getting a dick shoved up your ass, if you ask me. I don't see the joy in that.
Well, I'm more of a live and let live guy, so if they are not
bothering me,
I'm not bothering them, and they can do whatever they want as long as they don't bother me with it.
do what you got to do. I go to, I've been to gay parties, you know what I'm saying? Because I got two of my homegirls, they, you know, whatever the fuck they want to call them. I always fuck with them. I'm like, yeah, yeah, you know, I love lesbians. You know what I'm saying? Because that means you keeping the pussy clean before I rot it out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I hate that one. Fucking studs hate that one when I tell them that shit. Yeah, thanks for keeping the pussy clean before I rot it out. Oh, man. I told a bitch last night, I said, yeah, I go both ways. I go in between you and your girlfriend.
I think you should be looking for a bisexual couple.
No, hell no. I want them completely confused, goddammit. Fucking right, goddamn lesbians. I want them completely confused. When I hit them, bow, there, you don't even know what happened. How did I end up over here in the hard hat zone? No, I don't like construction work. Yeah, exactly. Put that hard hat on them. Bow, take that. Shit. Damn lesbian. I'd be on a bring back mission. Bring lesbians back to straightism. You know what I'm saying? Got to bring them back. Bring them back to the homeland.
Well, if you do that, that's something to be proud of. Most of the time, it only happens the other way around.
Yeah, know that, fruity ass motherfucker. Why women be so susceptible to a woman, you know what I'm saying, turning them the other way and shit. Like, I've had to ask a chick, you know, I asked a dyke chick that. I'm like, you know, what the fuck is it that a female does for you that a man just don't do? Now, in the case of this chick that I talked to, she was like, you know, she ain't even old enough to drink. So, you know what I'm saying? She just happened to be a victim of getting grabbed at a young age, you know what I'm saying? And somebody, you know, putting that shit in her head like that was right. You know what I'm saying? That's the right way to go. You know,
well,
I
can understand it a little bit that a woman can do the trick a little better. I mean, have you ever met a woman?
No, I say, no, I ain't saying better, but I mean, that. What else? It has to be more to it, though. It has to be more to it than just that. You know what I'm saying? Just you know, a person doing some kind of sexual act to you. You know what I'm saying? It has to be more mental, physical, all that, emotional, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that gets tied up into it after the sex part. You know what I'm saying? What is it?
Maybe they understand each other a little bit better. You know, a lot of confusion between men and women. The saying, men are from Venus, women are from Mars, or the other way around. All that stuff. That women understand each other a little better.
Yeah, well. Right. Shit. I've never read that book, but...
I'm not that knowledgeable on women, and exactly not the lesbian ones, so let's move on to a new subject. Do you have any other news?
Hey, that's true, dude. Alright, people, we, matter of fact, hold on, man, I ain't rolled up no reefer today. What the hell is going on? What the is going on?
I was just doing that.
I'm telling you. Alright, people, look, we gotta take a pause for the calls for a small chronic break. And we'll be coming right back at you. You are tuned into Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio, with your host, DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smell So Good, and my motherfucking international co-host, Mr. Motherfucking Cyanide. And if I hear anybody saying any other kind of way, goddammit, I'm going to put them things on you. Oh. My bad.
In this bitch, you know I feel. You got your nigga Ace. Get the grandma to the reaper. And I got my nigga Renesis. Gangsters. You heard? Chill. Do y'all recognize me, man? When I hit the zone, back city's finest, rich in the zone. And each and every time your voice hits the song, the ladies get the reason for they pitch a phone. It's Renesis, baby, in the flesh for show. I turn a studio session into a festival. I ask a simple question, is it yes or no? Oh, I'ma turn colder than the Eskimo. See, I'm professional, but I bust your head. And after I say it twice, enough is said. No talking on the phone, cause I don't trust the feds. And my advice is don't be playing with a hustler's bread. In Northern California, I was born and raised. The shooting and killing is on some normal day. My favorite studio is Poor Man's Raves. And when we talk about stealing, it's much more than shame.
It's about to be a party in the ghetto. I'm inviting food from every hood, up in every hood. Don't lift the po-po's, wanna try to shut it down, man, you know it's all good. Westside number one, CMW tax. Only gang on your area, we never heard of ya. 187, so I'm known as the murderer. Blue flag and green is in my bag. 38 special with my pants on sack. It's Oak Town with a 357. Run up on the spot, keep the engine revving. 11 times 8 is a 19 shot. Trying to cook it up in a couple of pots. In the hood late night, you see the flashlight. Get bright when the gun take aim, aight. Show's over, ain't the showstopper. Shut these clamps down with the X-Switch hopper.
Gang, war zone, yeah.
It's about to be a party in the ghetto. I'm inviting food from every hood, up in every hood. Don't let the po-po's wanna try to shut it down, man. You know it's all good, man. You know it's all good. I don't think they wanna see us over there, over there. A hundred cats with their pistols in the air, in the air. Try to play, miss the show off, but you about 30 seconds on being so off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The economic oppression.
Right. from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, kitty toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty.
You so sick with it. No soldier, no kitten. One of the finest in the city. Bring your elbows, touch your toes, kitty, kitty. Do not disturb a girl, go ahead and finish. Back it up, to it up, like Hup 1, Hup 2, play action. Attraction. Now I'm asking mama, what's your name, where you from? I'm leaving early, would you love to come and come? She's all about making it come. She's infatuated with the big faces. The smell of money, you can almost taste it. VIP, smoke heavy, get wasted. Sagging through the club like I might not make it. Hypnotic, Hennessy, chronic. Doggy style, rub, burn from hitting it on the floor. Boom, boom, boom.
Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. Go touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Like, woo, woo, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Woo, woo, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Like, woo, woo, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that.
Kitty, kitty, come here, pretty hoe. Yeah, sexy bitch, cause you already know I'm a dog. And a bitch is all y'all. Can't be barking and parking like bitch, let me get them tall. Hell no, puppy dogs can't bark like this. For real, you know what this is. Big dog shit, and I got just what you need. That big dog bitch, and tell the truth, you know you're supposed to be a big dog bitch. Some motherfucker young dumb fella, cause they put bank on ya. I'm rated R, bitch, they can put rank on ya. Yeah, I bet you will, but still, I'ma show you how to pay your own bills. Make your own meals by using your own skills. Yeah. Plus, when I bust best dick, you can feel. Yeah. The modern Marvin Gaye, the sexual hill. Yeah. Rated R, C, hemp. You can hear us from the real.
Yeah. Like, woo, woo, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, kitty toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Like, woo, woo, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, kitty toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty.
From your head to your toes, girl, you're so cute. Look at that shit, think she finer than you. Suck in your tummy, baby, do what you do. Girl, that bitch ain't a dime like you. So thick, good lord, backed up, you the center of attention. Restroom full of them alcoholic pissing. Suckers end up missing. Be the hater to submission, no bullshitting. From Valet Park to VIP, I am simply VIMP. Come to bread, pop bottles, and a few G's. Roll up, puff, puff, pass some trees. Every pair of jeans got the sharpest crease. Ass so fat, girl, I see your G-string. You're my number one draft pick, join the team. Use the whipped cream. Freak, I'm like, woo, woo,
coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Like, woo, woo, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Woo, woo, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that.
Pumps in our what? Pumps in our what? We like the girls with the. That shit out of here. No goddamn hell. Get your ass out of here. Pumps and bump D's, goddammit. Hell. Yeah. All right, hold your ears, goddammit, because we about to hard beam some motherfuckers up in here, man, and get this thing back crack-a-lacking. Right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? The most international unbiased show on the internet. I'm claiming it. Damn it. Shit. All right, people. Hopefully all y'all out there with headphones on finally understand it. Yeah. We do hard beaming up in here, man. So I do feel a little sorry for you. I know when I hit that hard beam, man, you'd be like...
Yeah, you're not very friendly for your co-host at the moment.
Hey, brother. You know,
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
My bad. All right, people. Let's get on over here, man. What time is it, brother?
At my place, it's 8 o'clock p.m.
All right. 8 o'clock at night, people, we're going to give you the afternoon rush hour news. Afternoon rush hour news. No, we got to call it something else. Fuck it. We got to keep
it
that
in. You see it in by the way? I was right. They were getting their free donuts.
And you wasn't even bullshitting.
I wasn't even bullshitting. They were all getting their free donuts. That's why.
Hell to the no. She went and got a goddamn free donuts before the cops got there. Wow.
Wow.
Congratulations. You know, I got to give her an award for that. She get an applause. Anybody who beats the police to the donut shop, you get an award. No, them motherfuckers had a stakeout. yeah. Police had a stakeout last night at the local Dunkin' Donuts, claiming that there were assailants inside the Dunkin' Donuts, although the Dunkin' Donuts has been closed since 8 o'clock prior that evening. The cops still were posted outside the joint. Approximately 6 a.m. when the Dunkin' Donuts opened, over 50 police officers were in line for their free donut and coffee. Asked why they were staked out, they slipped up and accidentally said, "Oh, we just wanted the free donuts." Oh, I mean, we're waiting for a crime to be committed.
And let me guess, after the donuts, the shift ended and they went home?
Ask why all the crime has risen. Shit, crime rose in one day. You know what I'm saying? And all the cops is at the fucking donut shops.
Hey, if you were a smart criminal, you could rob all the banks because the police were at the donut shop.
They were all at the donut shop. You know what I'm saying? And if they would have pulled off too fast, they would have spilled hot coffee in their lap. So, hey. Thank you for the came up. All right, people, it's time for the Nutty News of the Day, goddammit. Y'all already know what time it is. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news. And I mean news from around the world. And when I mean the world, I mean the world. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I got some new coming for you, matter of fact. Oh, yeah. I'm like the world's slowest roller today. Ooh. All right, people, once again, it is that hour. Roll this damn weed up. I'm spilling all my shit. All right, well, we do the Nutty News of the Day. Well, we bring you topics and different headlines, and some of them we go in on, some of them we don't, you know what I'm saying, if it really needs a further reading into it. A little heads up. What we do, we hand out awards. We got three different awards. Four different awards. We got the new positive award. You know what I'm saying? And if you hear that, you will hear this. And it's for a positive award. All right. And then we have special awards for people that do fucked up shit. So do something fucked up, you might get one of three awards.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant.
It's some more to go with that. It's some more to go. I'm just going to give you a little. Because if you get the award, oh, you're going to get the whole full shebang. And you can also hear this.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Or the ultimate.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
I love that song.
Oh, man. Oly Bowl. Oh, yeah, we was on that. Oly Ball. did anybody go into the Dunkin' Donuts or the Krispy Kreme and say, hey, give me a fucking oily ball and see what they hand you? Yeah, right. He'll give you a pre-cooked donut. Oh, you said you want the motherfucker oily. Here you go. No, this is not the oily ball. This is there's nothing Dutch about this. This is a Crisco ball. I did not ask for a Crisco ball. All right.
Well,
oh,
I can get oily ball over here if I want, but I can't send them to you or they'll be spoiled by the time they get there. So
now,
that's no
I'll
use.
I'll wait till the fair come in town and get me an elephant ear or a fried fritter, which is the stolen American term for your Dutch oily balls, if you guys didn't know that.
And if you pronounce it wrong, you got oily balls, and that are completely different things. Uh-oh, I got somebody at the door. Be right back.
And the dog lets you really know that. Hey, somebody's at the fucking door. Somebody's at the fucking door. That's dog talk. You know what I'm saying? That's the dog talking right there. Hey, somebody's at the fucking door. Fucking door. Fucking door. All right. Check this out. People do something a little new here, all right? Normally do the Nutty News and start it out, but I'm feeling a little positive right now. So, yeah. I'm going to read a little positive note, a little positive news. And, yeah. And since we got the dog barking in the back, how about we go ahead and read about that? This is a positive story.
Can I break in here for a moment?
Oh, break on in, brother. Break down.
I have time to call here. I've got somebody here coming over, a good friend. So I'll be going offline. At least I'll go listening, and I'll be here. Do you have a show tomorrow?
Yeah, man. You know we're gonna be here Scandalous Biatch Saturdays.
All righty. I'll be there
down.
Tomorrow. You all have a great day.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's all up. Right. Shouts out to Cyanite. And, yeah, hold it down, man, real big. Shouts out to you hoax participators who ran down to Krispy Kreme to get a diet donut. They said it was free donuts, bitch. We didn't say we was putting sugar in them.
Smelly, I gotta go. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, man, that's what's up. Shouts out to Cyanite.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. Let me beam him off. Hold your ears, goddammit. Hold your ears. All right. There you go. You got to warn people. You know what I'm saying? You got to warn people. So, this is for my dog lovers out there, man. How about a concert just for dogs? Yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar. Well, leave it to Lou Reed and Laurie Anderson to think out of the box with this one. Former Velvet Underground frontman Lou Reed and his wife, performance artist Laurie Anderson, are curating a music and arts festival called Vivid Live at Australia's Sydney Opera House this month. And one of their events promises to be a barking good time. Yeah, because on June 5th at 10 a.m., four-legged visitors will be welcomed to the Opera House forecourt along with their human companions for the first event of its kind in the world. A concert only for dogs. Right. I'm pretty sure Old Yeller will be there in person. Fucking Lassie. Yeah. Probably see Sounder. Yeah. Imagine that. Laurie Anderson has created a performance piece consisting of tones so high that we humans won't be able to hear them, but our canine friends are sure to enjoy the sound. Our canine friends will be treated to a glorious cacophony of sound while all we hear is the tapping of the water on the harbor. And y'all stupid motherfuckers is actually going to pay for this shit. Right. Actually, we've got a feeling that the human audience members will be treated to the sound of a few hundred dogs barking in unison, but maybe that's just part of the music, too. Live Down Under, and want to see the show with your favorite pooch, check out the details on the website. Right, and I'm going to actually click on it, because I want to see how much the fucking tickets is. How much they charge you motherfuckers for this shit, man? They actually got to actually have a whole website dedicated to this shit here. Wow. And you do have to register, people. You have to register your dog. And let's see. Opera House, June 5th, music for dogs, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. How much, damn it? Ah, all dogs must be on leads, or I guess that's a leash. Unfortunately, there is no public transport for you and your dog. However, the Sydney Opera House car park is dog-friendly and offers you a $15 flat rate for this event. So, all you fucking pet owners out there, yeah, all you dog owners, go ahead and spend $15 and, yeah, let your dog sit there and howl with a bunch of other dogs. I don't see that as a cool sight. You know what I'm saying? Who's to say, you know, that these motherfuckers ain't, yeah. Loser. Oh, it's fucked up. Cy and I got called a loser. Oh, man. That is pretty tame. Oh, heavenly angels pulling out the heavy guns on this one. Yeah, she's challenging Mr. Cyanide, but he has a guest, and I welcome that. Welcome guest out there in Cyland. Is that a place? Cyland? Yeah, I'm going to Cyland. No, that's the brother to Thailand. That's Thailand's brother. Yeah, Cyland. Enough of that, people. Get this shit started, man. It's going over here to Washington Dicks of Classes. Something like that. Dicks of Clicks or something like that. I haven't gotten a definite name to call Washington D.C., that is. But hey, let's go over there. Where Spelling Bee draws protesters. Oh, yeah, you gotta love that. Oh, yeah, you gotta love that. This is not the fucking White Widow and Purple Urple Bombonic Chronic that you guys over there in fucking Dutch Netherlands smoking on and fucking Heavenly Angel and shit. You know what I'm saying? But hey, guys, you know, I have my own little touch of happiness right here, you know. This is some whatever the hell this is. You know, it's just weed. When the mother just call it weed, they don't even put no name to it. You know what I'm saying? Alex got White Widow, Sugar Haze, and, I don't know, you know, weird flavors. Chocolate Rush and all this other kind of shit. We got weed. That's it. You can't go to nobody and say, hey, man, let me get some of that White Widow. Well, man, you got to go. That bitch left a little early ago. You know what I'm saying? She got some good pussy, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Can't come to us talking like that. We don't know what the fuck that is. Right. But the nation's capital always draws its share of protesters, picketing for causes ranging from health care reform to immigration policy. But Spelling Bee protesters, yeah, they're out here too. Four peaceful protesters, some dressed in full-length black and yellow bee costumes, represented the American Literacy Council and the London-based Spelling Society and stood outside the Grand Hyatt where the Scripps National Spelling Bee is being held. Their message was short: simplify the way we spell words. Well, bitch, that wouldn't be a spelling bee now, would it? If we motherfucking use common words that we use on the streets, I don't think a lot of people know how to spell motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I would leave it up. Let's do a spelling bee. The first word today is motherfucker. Yes, motherfucker. Sound the word out, motherfucker. The correct pronunciation is motherfucker. Little Tommy, you are up first. Please spell the first word. Okay. Mother. Can you please repeat the word to me, sir? Yes, yes. The word is motherfucker. Okay. Mother. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. The fuck out of here. Alright. I'm spelling me for assholes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm saying, can I hear that in a sentence, sir? Yes. Last night, I invited a female friend over, and the motherfucker took my weed. Okay, thank you. Can I get a synonym? Get your ass out of here. How many nouns are in that? Are there any vowels? Get your ass out of here, man. Oh, man. All right, people. Just keep it moving, man. Houston, worst students are to get paid for going to school. I'm fucking talking about it. Yeah. Students at 9 of the worst performing middle and high schools in HISD, wherever the fuck that's at, Houston something, 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 would get paid $60 a month to attend class on Saturdays as part of Superintendent Terry Greer's effort to boost achievement. School districts nationwide have experimented with paying students for good grades and doting out prizes for perfect attendance, but paying them to show up for tutoring is less chartered territory. But this is my thing. If you got the goddamn lottery, that motherfucking money needs to go to some reason. You know what I'm saying? It ain't damn sure going to the students' education Monday through Friday. So, damn. Yeah, if you want to use some of the goddamn taxpayers' hard-earned lottery money, you know what I'm saying, to encourage kids to come on Saturdays, I'd be all fucking for that. At least you know where the goddamn money is going to. See? Anyways, Washington dickheads of cliques, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Two men refused to move for Obama motorcade. I mean, why the fuck should you move? Oh, it's not an emergency or anything. Secret Service officers have subdued two men who refused to get out of the street as President Obama's motorcade was returning to the White House. Secret Service spokesman, whoever the hell cares, says Obama was returning from a school event for one of his daughters when the men refused to move out of the way of the presidential motorcade. Uniformed Secret Service officer was seen lying on top of one man and another officer wrestled with the second man. How the fuck they supposed to know it's goddamn Obama in that motherfucker? Bitch, it could have been Hillary. And who the fuck wants to get out of the way of Hillary? You know what I'm saying? Bitch, go around. You and your motorcade. Shit. Alright, man. Oklahoma City, you know what I'm saying? Jim tells woman she's too fat. Right. Right. A Metro woman said a gym she joined told her to stop using certain equipment because she was too overweight. The owner of Mademoiselle Fitness Center said Ruiz had been informed from the start that there were certain pieces of equipment she couldn't use for her own safety, and also because of the equipment's weight limit. Ruiz said she was never told that. Bitch, if you look at the machines, it has a weight limit on the machines. Most of them do. And if you're over 300 pounds, you should be wary of getting on a goddamn tread climber any motherfucking way. Yeah. Walking some virtual steps is not going to motherfucking help. Bitch, you need to get your ass in the Eiffel Tower and walk to the top of that motherfucker. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wow. That is weird, though, how Obama keep going on all these damn vacations and shit. You got all these fucking natural disasters. And, I mean, not saying that he's the president or anything, but he is the pen signer. He's the document signer for the body of government. So you have to be there, man, to sign, or we'll be fucked up. Yeah, anyways. Flint Township, Michigan. Burglar shot with own sawed-off shotgun. Man, we get the first award as we get up out of here. Flint Township police are investigating after a 70-year-old man got hold of a sawed-off shotgun while a 35-year-old man burglarized a bedroom. The 70-year-old man saw the burglar set down his shotgun while rummaging through the bedroom. He grabbed the gun and shot the burglar. You let a motherfucker half your age get the best up on you. Ain't that a bitch? Well. Window man. There you go.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, people. I'm gonna give you some full news tomorrow. All right. I'm gonna do a full hour of nutty news to start the show off tomorrow for Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. So don't worry, you missed a couple of headlines now. You know what I'm saying? Give you something to tune in for tomorrow. Last but not least, we're in Los Angeles, where McDonald's pulls 12 million toxic Shrek glasses. Yeah. Cadmium has been discovered in the painted design on Shrek-themed drinking glasses being sold nationwide at McDonald's, forcing the fast food company to recall 12 million of the cheap U.S.-made collectibles while dramatically expanding contamination concerns about the toxic metal beyond imported children's jewelry. Yes, people, imported, meaning somebody else is making poisonous jewelry for your children to wear. So, that will do it for your nutty news just for today, people. All right, just for today, I'd like to thank Alex Jax, all the way from the Netherlands, Heavenly Angel from Washington State, and Cyanide from motherfucking Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, you know what I'm saying, everybody who came through, Tsunami. You know what I'm saying? Pastor V, appreciate that. Dark Yoda. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, man, who just hung out and came through and had a good time on the show, I thank you very much. And, yeah, man, we'll be back doing this thing one more again tomorrow. With the Lord's blessing, you already know I ain't messing. And that's around. All right, we'll get out of here on some throwback techno, man, for all my Dutch counterparts out there, man. I got some throwback. I'm going to throw back for you. Here you go. Check this out. Ay, 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 ay.
Ich befehle dir, wende dein Antlitz ab von mir. Dein Gesicht ist mir egal.
gebückt. In ein gutes Licht gerückt, zeig ich ihm, was man machen kann. Und fang dabei zu weinen an. Der Zweifel stammelt ein Gebet aus Angst, weil es mir schlechter geht.